USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump released a memo threatening to cut federal funding to cities dealing with protests. The memo orders federal agencies to find areas where they could potentially cut funding that, quote, permit anarchy, violence, and destruction. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany telling reporters,
"This is a dereliction of duty, and if the states will not act in their police power and secure their streets, this president will use every lawful mechanism available to him to try to supplement their failures. And in some cases, that's meant federal officers in Minneapolis and Kenosha, where we've been invited. This is yet another attempt to make sure no more children like legend Taliaferro die on our streets."
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo calling the president a bully for making the comments. And Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his wife Jill are in Kenosha, Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howell, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
Facebook says they will prohibit new political ads in the week before the U.S. presidential election in November and seek to flag premature claims of victory by candidates. That's according to CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Since it may take additional time for the votes to get counted this year, especially with mail-in voting, there's a greater chance of civil unrest and violence after the election. You know, some people expect that there to be an answer to who won the election on election night. I don't think we're necessarily going to get that, and I think it's important that we start preparing people now.
The number of Americans filing new unemployment claims decreased to 881,000 last week as the economy continues to suffer the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department also saying 13 million Americans are on unemployment. Jobless claims hovered around 200,000 per week before the pandemic. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi continues to say she was set up by a San Francisco salon owner where she was taped not wearing a mask after getting her hair washed on Monday, which was a violation of the city's strict coronavirus restrictions. Salon owner Erica Kios responds to the allegations by Pelosi on Fox News.
She had called the stylist or her assistant did and made the appointment. So
yes.
The appointment was already booked. So there's no way I could have set that up. And I've had a camera system in there for 5 years. I mean, I didn't go in there and turn cameras on as soon as she walked in to set her up. So that's absolutely false.
Pelosi also claims that she thought there was a one-on-one stylist-to-customer ratio allowed in San Francisco, to which the salon owner says,
I heard that, and I thought to myself, well, as a hairstylist, I see clients one-on-one, so that would mean I would be open.
Preparations continuing for the fastest 2 minutes in sports as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Police in Louisville are preparing for protesters at Saturday's Kentucky Derby. No fans are allowed this year because of the pandemic, but several groups are expected outside the racetrack, and the National Guard is going to be assisting officers with traffic and crowd control.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.